Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good sports summer. You're getting ready for a safe and fun July. Holy cow. This is really it, is at the end of this month, we are going to be in Oxnard. I have some Cowboys conversations here coming up for you in just a moment. Rangers are now 9.5 behind Houston in the AL West. Says 10 games at this point is pretty much the magic number for eliminating yourself from a race. And this is all self-inflicted. The offense refuses to take opportunity after opportunity handed to them to create important runs. That's Evan Grant, longtime beat writer for the Rangers Morning News, and just a reflection of this feeling like maybe this 2025 is not going to come back around, and it's wild. So pregame tonight, 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. I feel like everybody's locked in because it's been so damn fun.
Yeah,
and you had so many good things going on over the last four games. To only have won one of them is just incredible. Wheels come off with Hobie Milner, who's been incredible. He needs 26 pitches to get out of the 11th. Some of these things that are happening with the lineup now, it's heading in the right direction. Maybe this is just the final test before things start to go your way. Like, you could legitimately say bad luck has played more of a factor throughout the month of June than April and May, when they didn't deserve to win, but they deserve to win a lot more of these games, Wolchuk. And luck is a massive factor.
Yeah, it is.
Like, one run games, extra inning games, that's basically a coin flip.
And Marcus Semien in the month of June was brilliant. Last night, he was fantastic again. Maybe Corey Seager's now starting to get hot.
Was Semien perfect? 3-for-3 with two walks.
Absolutely. I mean, every time he got up, finds a way to get on base, then you've got Berger and Langford. And last time, I mean, I'm clinging to hope last year, like when Langford goes on the IL, he comes back and he just went on a tear. So maybe that's something that could happen again. I am concerned about where Josh Young's at right now. He's got to figure something out. He's got to find a way to counter what Major League Baseball and their pitching are doing to him. They've kind of figured him out. And, Josh needs to he's a good enough player, and he's so damn smart that I do think he'll find a way to counter this and get out of it. But it has been challenging to watch at times. So, hey, it's DeGrom night, and that's always fun. And if you're going out to the Globe, you could be witnessing history. I mean, that's the thing that you get to enjoy anytime Jacob DeGrom takes the ball.
Yeah, legitimate chance against this lineup, obviously, for an absolute gem from Jacob DeGrom, and we'll look forward to that. But, I mean, a lot of the talk has been about, the guys who can't get it done. And I Corey Seager's my favorite Ranger, but I see so much of it is just on your best players not being, you know, who they were. And if Corey Seager was 2023 version, like, I think Josh Young's going to have a nice career. Maybe All-Star or the Alex Bregman North is off the table now. But I think for him, it's so difficult when you can't stay healthier for a sustained period of time to really figure things out and get momentum going to where you can hone those habits. You know, you put together 5 or 6 quality years. By the time you're in your late 20s, like, you're going to have your ups and downs, but you've figured it out. And now it's just a matter of maintaining that. I don't think Josh Young has ever been able to figure it out, or Evan Carter, because they can't stay healthy for long enough. NBA free agency continues to evolve. I think the Mavs are going to make a big trade. I think they have to. I think right now Nika was just waiting for the perfect opportunity because the demand for players has collapsed. And this was just the beginning. I believe Luka Doncic trade was just the beginning of teams looking at the economy and how much they want to hang on to superstars and what's really worth it if the guy's not a two-way player. I think there are going to be a number of players. And as you see with the Lakers right now, like, what's their big signing? A guy that most people don't even know his name, Jake LaRavia.
Yeah, that was the first call they made last night, and Lakers fans are kind of beside themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe Al Horford looks like he might get in the mix. DeAndre Ayton, they clearly want a big. They want somebody who can catch lobs from Luka.
Ayton might be interesting with Luka, but I've heard from my sources in Portland he's a complete nightmare to have on your team. Like, his effort level and his diva level are just, you know, on two different ends of the spectrum.
Poor habits for that guy.
Well, yeah. He had some social media tweets that ended up going viral. He says he was hacked when these came out, but he was thirsting after Angel Reese pretty good.
Wow. Wait, gotta love it.
Wait, who was?
LaRavia.
Man.
Oh, LaRavia was.
The new Laker.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that one?
And his, her brother is like on the Lakers. So now they're teammates.
That's right.
And this dude was like, they were really aggressively.
And he says, like, it wasn't him.
But, of course, that's what he would have to claim.
I mean, like, it was tagging Angel Reese. Yeah, it's not safe for air. It's definitely an FCC violation of what he said. But it was Thurston pretty hard.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's going to be a situation might be tough to navigate there. Yeah. But
LA's used to that, right? The Lakers? I mean, they dealt with that with Swaggy P and our guy now, D-Lo.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you have these things that come up. All right, Cowboys' most important players for 2025, as we go to John Machota here in The Athletic, start getting you set for this training camp coverage. Now, almost every afternoon at 3:20, we give you the C-note, but coming up here today, we'll have Michael Hellman on the Rangers player show. So Machota delivers most important players for 2025. This is fresh today. I think you guys just did a podcast about it. Did Machota steal your idea? I think he did.
We just did best 10 players, period.
Okay.
So he's going most important.
Kenneth Murray Jr. is number 10. And this is massive because if changing the scheme puts him in a better position, and he's actually significantly better than the last 2 years in Tennessee, but he has put together a large sample size of poor production for the linebacker position, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had some good years with the Chargers. Last year, I really think it was with Tennessee, it was scheme-driven. I mean, if you look, it was all of the Titans linebackers were amongst the bottom of whatever analytic that you want to look at. And I think that was just the Titans defense overall. I think Kenneth Murray has the talent to be a good linebacker here under Matt Eberflus. He is a guy that I do think has the ability to run, play well against the run. You just have to find a way to keep him clean. That's a huge question mark. He's not a guy that can shed and scrape off blocks at a consistent level. So I'm a little bit, I've definitely, I think, been higher than most when it comes to Kenneth Murray's potential. But if they can hit on him, because I believe in Jack Sanborn, all of a sudden, I mean, this linebacking core in 2 years has had a total makeover.
I think the Cowboys had to be high when they, I mean, $7.5 million.
He's overpaid.
You had Kendricks for less. Why not just bring back Kendricks?
I don't know. And he's still out there. I mean, maybe he was just, he's loyal to Zim. And that was a big reason why he wanted to come here over San Francisco last year. But the fact that he's still out there as a free agent is pretty interesting.
Of all the acquisitions this offseason for the Cowboys, I think that's the biggest head scratcher. Because not only just the production factor, but also he's getting paid way more than they would usually want to pay almost anybody.
Like, what do they spend total on defense? $20 million maybe? And Murray was like a third of it?
In terms of outside free agents?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But yeah, he was definitely the highest paid outside free agent. Obviously, you had the OSA deal go down. But in terms of guys they brought in, Kenneth Murray was their most expensive one, and I do not trust him from a production standpoint at all.
But it's important because you don't have a lot going on at linebacker, hoping Leafau makes a big jump in year two, hoping Overshown can get healthy. Number nine on this list, most important Cowboys here for 2025. I guess the angle would be if they get great answers on all of these, they could have an awesome year. Kyir Elam, how much hope do you have here for this guy?
I think Walchuk might have a little bit more than I do. Certainly the springtime was good and positive for the most part. The reports were like he was getting deflections seemingly every time the media was out there watching practice. So I'm still not necessarily buying into it. But yeah, if he is awesome, then that's going to, or even if he can just be average or above average, slightly.
Dude, I would take average.
I would take to be an average starter.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so desperate right now to have somebody, and he's probably going to start week one for you. So I just did not have high expectations at all when they made the trade. I think this guy's, I mean, he has not been a good pro football player.
Yeah.
But minicamp, he was turning heads.
I mean, you really need bodies if you want to make me believe. Like, you know, I was doing a YouTube video and somebody put in the comments, I can't believe it's only July 1 and you don't have any hope, any faith. Like, laugh at this guy. Look, this guy doesn't believe the Cowboys can do it. They haven't even played a game yet. I've seen so much Cowboys football and I know how this team builds and I know where they're weak. And there's no reason to believe it. It's crazy they changed defensive coordinators after everything that went wrong. And your first two defensive picks are edge corner. Like, they are really not serious about ever stopping the run.
That is a huge concern for me.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a huge concern. And I'm out on the idea that Mozzie Smith can be that guy for you on the interior. I do think that they've done some things on the edge and, like, the Sanborn stuff to say, okay, they're trying to get guys that can be a little bit more productive when it comes to stopping the run, but Solomon Thomas isn't really that guy in the interior. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get to the point where it's like, wow, you're having to really hope that the seventh rounder out of UCLA, Jay Toya, can be a guy that can step in and be a beast for you.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, man, I think like week one in Philadelphia, Saquon Barkley is going to run for all the yards on you.
I agree. You know, I think it's 150 to 175 bare minimum. That's the floor for Saquon Barkley on the ground week one. You know, I think the only other thing can we get such good edge play with the veterans and the young guys that we have that we could move Mike at a linebacker?
You could. I don't think he's not going to do that, especially if he's not paid yet.
I mean,
he threw like a boohoo pity party 2 years ago. They wanted him to do that against the Giants. He's like, okay, watch. And it was the least productive game he's ever had in his career. He did not try.
Well, you know, I don't want to take him off the edge for the entire game, just in clear running situations. Because he's not great against the run on the edge.
No, he can be exploited. And that's why I think when you add a guy like Peyton Turner and you have Marshawn Nyland, those are actually two guys that can set the edge for you. They're the two best edge setters that you've had outside of Tank Lawrence. So now you've got two ends that actually can go ahead and play run defense.
Terrence Steele is number eight, most important players of the 2025 training camp here. You know, he gives up some pressures. Good in the run game, though. I think, you know, the way this offensive line is trending, young and more athletic, I'll take that. You know, the thing with watching all of Dak's interceptions from last year, none of them are caused from Terrence Steele. It's mostly right up the middle.
Good thing you fortified that interior offensive line.
And you got Javonte Williams to snuff out, hopefully on, you know, third and long, you'll be able to take care of that. Number seven is Mozzie Smith. I mean, he wouldn't make any list. I just think it's irrelevant at this point. Is there a chance he's good?
No. I don't have any hope in it. So, like, for me, average. I would just replace, like, that position is hugely important. I trust Toya as a rookie seventh rounder more than I trust Mozzie Smith to be that dude.
I'm a fan of his.
Still upside there. Number six is George Pickens. And you can make a case that he's the most important because of, you know, the dominoes that can fall based on having two wide receivers, can't double both. What about the run game? I mean, if you can get a run game going, this could be a classic, like, awesome offense, horrible defense. You're losing games like 31-30 and stuff like that. I could definitely see this offense being pretty dang good. You know, George Pickens is a big part of that. Like, you haven't had deep threat. This is the best deep threat in the game. Imagine CD in the slot working, I mean, the clear outs that are going to happen, the gravity of you know, pulling players downfield. I think Jake Ferguson struggling last year, a lot of this, not having Gallup or Cooks healthy and, you know, viable, respectable downfield. This could set everything up for the Cowboys offense. I can't believe you would bring this on and then be so neglectful of your run defense and your coverage. Like, how are we going to get George Pickens here with Dak in his prime, what could be a really good offensive line, and we're just going to not spend the extra money to shore up these holes?
Well, I think what you're probably going to end up seeing is Stephon Gilmore is going to end up signing before the season starts. Yeah. I think that's their fallback option.
That'd be a nice sign. Number five, CeeDee Lamb in the conversation, best receiver in the game. Number four, Daron Bland.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, he's your only stable corner right now, and he was hurt most of last year. You need Daron Bland to be good, because if he's not, then we're having that worrisome conversation about, well, yeah, your secondary's ass.
Yeah.
I don't know when Diggs is coming back. I don't know what to expect from a rookie in Revell, who I like a lot, but he's also coming off an injury. I think he deserves some grace coming into the NFL. Daron Bland's the only surefire guy that you feel good about at that corner spot.
Yeah, and you got to be a takeaway defense in order to make this thing work. Tyler Guyton, left tackle, third most important player for 2025.
Yeah. I think he's number one.
Yeah.
I think if Tyler Guyton is good, this offensive line has a chance to get themselves back into the conversation of among the best in the league, and that's going to totally transform the entire identity of the football team.
Yeah, I think he can do it. You know, like, looking back at last year, it wasn't him getting destroyed. No. It was all the penalties, yeah. And like four of them were declined. And then he's uncoordinated and maybe a little sloppy getting out in the run game. Like, he can't really help you in the run game, but you can go off the right side for that, you know? Sure. And I think Guyton can be sufficient if you avoid the penalties this year. It should be an improvement off of Doga. Micah Parsons, number two. Yeah, you know, you can make an argument that he's number one, but they give it to Dak Prescott. There's John Machota in the Athletic with your 10 most important Cowboys players. We'll come back. I have some more C-note for you, but Rangers utility man Michael Hellman made his season debut after getting called up yesterday, and he'll join you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-T today or visit MinceTClinic.com. That's MinceTClinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5-3 The Fan. Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also the Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And here he is, Michael Hellman. Exciting play last night to tie the game at 3. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, thanks. Now, we have an Aggie here out of Lincoln, Nebraska, so a lot of stuff to talk about. But, I mean, we got to start with the play last night. A walk, a steal, an error, and a score. What's going through your head as you're coming around third?
Honestly, I kind of blacked out when I was coming around third. I was just all I could think about was touching the plate and scoring a run.
Now, it kind of looked like maybe you tripped, or did you almost run into Beasley there?
Yeah, so after I slid into second and the ball kicked away, I was just basically in a straight line going to third base, and I saw him waving me, so I didn't really have much of an angle but to go wide around third base, and I almost ran into him.
I mean, it also kind of looked like maybe you could have got thrown out at second and home. Were you like, holy crap, I can't believe I just scored on that play?
Yeah, sometimes you just get a little lucky with the kicks. That's how baseball goes.
So how is it going for you, buddy? 12 at-bats into a big league career now. How are you feeling up there?
I feel great. It's a blessing to be here, and you know, I can't complain.
What was the call from when you were in Round Rock like? Who was around you? What's that moment like?
So I walked into the manager's office, Doug Davis, and he had told me that they were going to have to make a change to the lineup or like take me out of the lineup, and I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And
you're coming off a four-hit game, right?
For a different reason.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what he told me. I was coming up here, so I was pretty excited.
Michael Hellman with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So Gavin mentioned you grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
So were you a Huskers fan growing up? I got to go to Memorial Stadium once several years ago, and I was blown away by they won me over, man. Like a game day in Lincoln, it seems like all of Nebraska flows to Lincoln.
I know. I mean, yeah, I'm a diehard Nebraska football fan through and through. And, you know, it's kind of – it's hurt me over the past few years. But, yeah, there's just nothing like that atmosphere. It definitely competes with a lot of the SEC schools and stuff like that.
So how was the college journey then? You do community college, JUCO, and then you end up finding your way to Texas A&M. So what was that experience like?
It was incredible, and I wish I was there for longer, but you know, I wanted to play professional baseball, and the opportunity arose, and I just ran with it.
Could you ever imagine pimping a home run the same way the Ace did last night?
No chance. I don't think I've ever hit a ball that I just instantly knew was gone.
Yeah, but your speed. Is like something that separates you, right? I mean, do you feel like immediately when you step onto a team, like you're the fastest guy on the team right now?
I mean, I'd like to think so, but I've ran into plenty other faster guys that end up making me look silly.
Michael Hellman here with you on the Fan. Like who?
Well, this is just from like the past, like Byron Buxton.
Uh-huh.
That guy flies.
Was baseball always the sport that you wanted to do, or was there another sport that you were loving? Like, did you want to play football?
Yeah, I mean, being from Nebraska, every kid wants to play football and play for the Huskers and stuff like that. But I played basketball in high school. I love playing basketball. Ran a little bit of track up until high school. And then, yeah, baseball just kind of fell into my lap, I guess. And I was like, I think I'm just going to roll with this for now, see how it goes.
What's your record for stolen bags in a game? Like any level. It could be any
in
level.
In a game?
Yeah, any game.
I want to say a few years ago, I had like 4, maybe 5.
It's getting it done.
Maybe in Cedar Rapids. I can't remember, to be honest. But, yeah, just run wild.
What's your ideal position to play? Obviously, you're extremely versatile, but if you had the choice, what's your home spot?
Yeah, everybody always asks me this question, and I honestly have no idea. I like playing center field just because I feel like I have the freedom to use my legs a little bit more. But yeah, I've kind of just bounced all over the place. So I wouldn't say like there's an ideal spot.
I respect it. You and Josh Smith both, you know, you guys can be just the most versatile dudes in the sport. How do you lock in on a game day?
Well, I like doing all my work and stuff in the infield because personally I think infield stuff is a little more difficult than the outfield, but and you get ground balls in the outfield too, so it's like I might as well get all my work in the infield and roll out there and catch something in the sky.
So outfield's pretty easy for you?
I feel like it's come fairly easy to me. I wouldn't say it's necessarily an easy thing to do, especially when you're on the corners and you get hooked line drives and just trying to make good reads on soft hit balls and stuff like that. But I enjoy it.
I mean, it's amazing, like how fast you're running, how fast the ball is moving, and you can track it. What allows you guys to be able to do that, you think?
It's a lot of concentration and just a lot of repetition, just getting reps in batting practice and balls off the bat. And once you get all those reps in batting practice all the time, you start to get a feel for the angles you need to take and, you know, seeing if you're able to take your eye off the ball and take off and run and pick a spot. And yeah, it's just a lot of repetition.
Were the football coaches always calling the go ball for you? You're always taking the top off the defense?
I was actually a running back, which I wish I was a wide receiver, but yeah, ideally that would have been fun. That's what I did on the playground, like during recess and stuff like that. I was the go ball guy.
Who was your favorite Husker?
Favorite Husker?
And why was it Rex Burkhead?
I love Rexy. Well, I have two relatives that were the fullbacks in the 90s.
Oh.
So I feel like I have to say them.
What are their names?
But the Makovicas, Jeff and Joel Makovica. Yeah.
Badass.
That's
dude.
Strong, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people in your family athletic then?
Yeah, there's some athletes in the family for sure.
Any other pros?
Let's see. I think Jordan Makovica played for, I want to say he played pro ball for a little bit. He went to Creighton. And then, I don't know, obviously Jeff and Joel both went on to play in the NFL for a little bit. But other than that, professional-wise, I can't think of anybody else.
How much better is it living in Texas compared to Minnesota?
I mean, I love Texas in the wintertime and stuff like that because I could be outside and do stuff. But I will say that the summer in Minnesota is just gorgeous.
Okay, respect. You're the cold weather guy, though, right? You like a little bit of
Yeah.
Outdoors, you a hunter? Like, what are you doing when you're doing stuff outside?
I'm not really a hunter, but I have a decent amount of buddies that are, and I'm usually the bird dog if they go out for geese or ducks or anything like that. But I like to golf.
There you go. Did you ever get into the Juicy Lucy game when you were in Minnesota? I've heard legendary things about these.
No, but I mean, I tried a Juicy Lucy, and it It's pretty good, but they'll live and die by the Juicy Lucy.
Okay,
gotcha. Well, what's your go-to protein of choice? You a beef guy, or are you more of a chicken guy?
Beef for sure.
Okay, I dig that. You getting some? You getting some good barbecue out here?
Yeah. You see, I don't know if I've been to a lot of barbecue joints, but I do love some Tex-Mex.
Ooh, Tex-Mex. You can't go wrong, man. Tex-Mex.
Beef fajitas all day, right? You got to get incredible. I mean, beef fajitas every time.
Yeah, beef fajitas are great. I love a good just beef burrito smothered in queso.
We're smothering.
Yeah, we're smothering it with the queso. That's fantastic. Okay, queso or guac?
Queso.
All right, that's respectable.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, Jacob DeGrom on the hill tonight. Is he one of those players where you're just like, holy crap? Because he's up there and he's amazing.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm excited to watch him do his thing. Basically, have a front row seat to it. So,
is it hard to get used to it, or are you kind of used to it by now?
It's a little hard to get used to it, honestly.
I can imagine, dude. I can imagine. I mean, you're walking in to the clubhouse, the home of the 2023 World Series champions. What was that like a couple of days back?
I mean, I didn't even know what to do. I just walked in, and well, first of all, I showed up in like the third inning of the game. So trying to introduce myself to everybody wasn't going to be great because there's a game going on. So, but walking in that next day, I was just like, this is incredible.
Have you heard from your guys?
Beat this.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, you're living everybody's dream. Have you heard from your guys in Round Rock?
Yeah, I have. For you? Yeah, they are. That's a good group down there.
Right on. Who's next?
Who's next?
Yeah, who's coming up next, do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, well,
Billy just came up.
I love it. Have you seen this Sebastian Walcott guy much? He's going to play in the Futures game?
No, but I've heard about him. But some of those guys in Round Rock, they were talking about him.
The legend Apparently, is growing.
He's the real deal.
I love it, man. Well, good to chat with you. Good to get to know you a little bit. Best of luck. And as we like to say, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Cheers, buddy. There he goes. Michael Hellman, a Rangers utility player. He can do them all. He can do all the positions. And he ran the base as well last night, tied it up at 3 in the 7th. Rangers unfortunately could not get the win, but what a game. A lot of transactions here going
Holy
down,
crap.
Old Chuck.
Yeah, he's right. When he said Billy, I was like, wait a second. What, Billy McKinney? Yeah, he was selected today. Evan Carter's been placed on the bereavement list. We got that yesterday from CY. Dane Dunning's been recalled. Billy McKinney gets selected. Cole Wynn's been optioned. And Tyler Malley transferred to the 60-day IL today. So Billy McKinney, Plano West product.
Look at him
so
go.
A lot of Plano there in that interview. Represent.
Okay, we have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Greg Wyshynski, a Puck Daddy's going to join us at 4 o'clock to talk Stars. But, well, Chuck, do you got Brian's broadcast duties?
Yeah, let's do it. I saw CBS Sports' most overrated and underrated quarterbacks. Which side's Dak on? That's next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Puck Daddy's coming up at 4 o'clock. Stars fans, we're talking with Greg Wyshynski at 4, ESPN senior NHL writer, about the Stars offseason. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, here's a Krusty thing I saw today. And shout out to Brian. I hope Michelle's feeling better and he's doing a great job, I'm sure, taking care of her. But the Cleveland Browns are moving forward with a new stadium that is going to have a roof on it. So we're just really moving forward with all these cold weather teams now playing in climate-conditioned indoor football. We're kind of getting the weather out of the game. Do we like this? 877-881-1053, or do we like having a little football where the elements, the weather, that can factor into it? Man, that's old school right there.
I think overall it's a big win. You know, it can control costs and, you know, get you out of situations where snow or rain would cancel the game. Thunder and lightning, you know, there's all sorts of things. But overall, as a fan watching at home, I like the possibility of snow, you know.
I do too. The snow games are awesome. And as you know, the NFL loves their snow games. We've heard this on this very show.
I guess we'll always have Lambeau.
We will have Lambeau.
We'll have some, you know.
Pittsburgh.
But I mean, the game is just there. It's so big now, and so much is on the line. Like a game decided by elements, I don't know if that's in the best interest of competition.
And I'm with you in terms of like a Super Bowl. You'd kind of like that to be in a neutral playing environment where that's not going to screw the game over in any way, shape, or form, because maybe one team is better suited to deal with the elements than the other. But there is something beautiful, like the playoff game, Rams and Eagles last year. And Matthew Stafford's just throwing darts in the snow trying to get the Rams to come back and win it. And he's on the verge of almost doing it, Bobby Belt. I don't know if you watched that one. Matthew Stafford looking damn good playing in the playoffs. Where was Dak? Was he in the postseason last year? I don't know.
No, he was not. Confirmed.
Was he? Gosh, he wasn't. Was
Hater
he?
Alert. Hater
no,
alert.
No, I heard the sideswipe this morning, Bob. I know I've been bodying you in all of our football arguments lately, but come on. Don't be lashing out like that. I got something for you. Just trying to channel my inner Broadus here.
Well, he's calling you a Dak hater?
No, just in terms of football intelligence as a whole.
Wow.
Questioning it.
No, I can admit when I'm wrong. Damn, wrong on Bo Nix. You think Bobby's going to admit he was wrong on Jaden Daniels? No.
Absolutely
can't admit
not.
It. He no. can't admit it. Well, but I kind of like the elements.
Now, you know, no matter how intense their disrespect gets, it's not going to break me. I still love all those guys.
I do too. Bullchuck. I do too. And I do love you, Bobby.
They're great people, and they have a great show.
I listen to it every morning. Tim Hardaway Jr., by the way, just signed a 1-year deal with the Nuggets. Nuggets continuing to build.
Wow.
Okay. I wonder what looks like.
Well, that's subtraction by addition.
You don't think so? That's not a good signing for them? That's not a good ad?
That's the first time in the last 24 hours where I've thought, Nuggets, do you know what you're doing? Because everything else they've done is pretty impressive.
I mean, there's like analytics. At one point, Tim Hardaway Jr., like 7 years ago, was a pretty good NBA player. But like him doing anything with the ball other than catching and shooting, it's just a loss. So I think they had a nice addition of Valanciunas, right? I mean, what a nightmare dealing with Jokic.
Yeah, and getting Brown back, I think that's going to be really, really good for them as well. So we'll talk more. We'll go around the rim. What, at 420? We're going to get some rim talk in.
Yeah, 420 rim sesh.
Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports. Now, this guy, man, Cody Benjamin is one of those that he might be one of the worst listers of all time. I think that there's a list that I've kind of saved where he's ranking the backup quarterbacks that, I mean, hey, maybe we have time to get to it here.
Man, that's when you know you are in the depths
of July.
Of the summer.
Yeah. That's
when
why I saved
you're
it.
Doing backup quarterback list.
I saved it for All-Star Week.
Cody Benjamin.
We'll get back to that one. But he went NFL's most overrated and underrated quarterbacks. Where is Dak Prescott and where is Jalen Hurts? So overrated quarterbacks, he's got Tua as being overrated. He also gives their 2025 projection of like what he thinks is going to end up happening with these players. And he goes, struggles behind an iffy offensive line in a make or break year for McDaniel. That this is good for my bold prediction ultimately McDaniel's getting bleep canned.
He's not predicting any concussions or anything like that?
No. Okay. Would that be, that's like not in good taste, right? We don't want to be wishing concussions on a guy.
I don't know that anybody said anything about wishing. We're just talking about predicting.
Well, predicting?
Yeah.
You're just putting that out in the world? Like, we don't want to do that.
Not even Cody Benjamin?
No. Right.
I'm wondering, I mean, if I was projecting it, I would, you got to put the over under. A half concussion seems low. I'm taking the over.
Guaranteed he gets a concussion. Kyler Murray.
You set it at one, and if he gets one, it's a push.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, too.
Perfect. Kyler Murray, he's got on the overrated. You think Kyler Murray's overrated?
There was probably a time, but now I don't think that.
I think he's an afterthought now. I don't think people even remember Kyler Murray's in the league.
When he was in the MVP conversation, maybe, but I think they were like 10-1 that year. I think Kyler Murray's pretty dang good. Let me say that. I'd rather have him than Dak.
When we were wondering what Kevin Hart might look like on an NFL football field, I think we have our answer, just obviously with much less in the way of wheels.
Just pure athleticism as a whole.
Yeah, but in terms of just like eye test, like freeze frame shot, if you want to know what Kevin Hart looks like on the field, I think you just pull up a shot of Kyler Murray.
That's spot on. Yeah, that is. Yeah, especially, what was it? It was that season opener a few years ago where he's running around for his life and he throws, like, it was either a touchdown or a two-point conversion. And then,
oh, it was the Raiders. Yes.
It was a crazy play.
I had the Raiders in
Survivor. That's right.
Week one. They're up like 20-0.
Man, some of the memes that came out of that were disrespectful.
Yeah.
Man. But the 2025 prediction from Cody Benjamin on the overrated Kyler Murray enjoys better chemistry with Marvin Harrison Jr. plus defensive support. They flirt with a wild card spot. The third quarterback he's got overrated, that would be our guy Dak Prescott. Now, his 2025 projection is he capitalizes on a bolstered offensive weaponry.
Bolstered.
B-O-L-stirred. To bring the Cowboys back to the playoffs. So he thinks the Cowboys are a playoff team, but he's going overrated Dak Prescott. I honestly think we've swung the other way on this.
Kind of sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
A little bit. I do agree with him in terms of Cowboys are making the playoffs this year, but I think he's wrong. I think now, with just how crazy the pendulum swung, and we've got lists that are having Dak as the 17th best quarterback.
Yeah, we still
got
to get to that PFF list.
Come on. Did we not get to the PFF list?
I feel like Broadus has just been waiting for it.
Good Lord.
He's holding content again.
Oh, my gosh. I need to get to that. Pull that up.
I was thinking about that earlier, though. Like, I think that's how polarizing he is. Like, but no matter which side you're on, you think everybody feels the other way.
It's
like, wow, it's deafening, the volume of the haters or the lovers.
Yeah, it's like he either stinks and he's god-awful or he's the best quarterback in the league. Now, you could say overrated because he's being paid as the number one highest paid player in the league, and he's not the best quarterback in the league. So I could understand that argument. But I think now Dak's underrated based on some of these preseason lists.
100%. 4,000 on the MVP odds, 40-1 basically.
Like Dak is still a good regular season quarterback. The dude's never had a losing season as a starting quarterback when he has played the majority of the games.
Yeah, we do have to keep in mind, and I think maybe you can just make it to where it's clean slate because everything was disgusting about the offense last year.
Yeah.
But
before he got hurt,
oh,
he and they were awful. That was 100%. Regular season football,
yeah.
And he was not. So it's fair to question, have we even lost that version of him where in the regular season he can look like a potential MVP candidate?
That could happen. And, you know, I've mentioned that. I side with you on that.
Yeah.
He was 3-5. He did not play well last year. But I'm willing to say, based on the offense that we saw and at least the hope of maybe this is going to be a better version under Brian Schottenheimer, and now you add George Pickens and the offensive line,
you just go clean slate for everyone?
Yeah, until proven otherwise, and this would be it. Like, if Dak comes out and plays like he did the first 8 games of last year, then officially I don't think we can even make the case if he's at least a good regular season player. I'm never going into a playoff game and having high expectations ever again. I can't do that because he's fallen flat on his face. And it's not just him. It is the team as a whole. That was an entire barf bag performance by the entire team against Green Bay. But he certainly has not helped the situation. But I think we have swung the pendulum the other way, where now it's starting to be a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah, I think he's better than, you know, 17th. I don't know how much better. I'm with Chief where we can't quite be sure what happened last year. But I'm going to lean to Dak is about the same player as he was in 23. It's no Tyron. It's no Tony Pollard helping your passing game. It's Jake Ferguson hurt. It's no Cooks and Gallup.
Yeah.
You know, I think you just found out last year with 100% clarity that you can't let your supporting cast get below that level, especially against that level of competition. That's the other thing that happened in the first 8 games of last year. You're facing a murderer's row of pass rushers that allows them to get home without blitzing. Right, you do that against most quarterbacks, especially Dak Prescott, you're done. If you have to blitz Dak, he is going to murder you. But like, too many teams didn't have to do that last year, and that's just, you know, that's Tyler Guyton, that's Udoga struggling out there. That's a rookie center. You know, mm-hmm. like, how much better is your rookie going to be at both those spots? So,
but the pushback on the text, like our buddy Churd, Dak ranked at 17th. That's 100% perfectly fair. Dak's nothing more than a bus driver, writes the 972. Yeah, 817, I want what y'all are smoking, thinking that Dak is underrated. I'm rolling right now. So there's a lot that are, I mean, hey, I understand if you've jumped off the bandwagon, but I think we've seen a lot of good play in the regular season.
You just mentioned Matt Stafford. We heard the same thing about Stafford in Detroit. Like, you have to be better at just saying the result of the team is who the quarterback is. Drew Brees, you know, before he ends his career getting to back-to-back NFC title games, they went 6-10, 7-9, 3 straight years.
They did.
Drew Brees suddenly bad because he just couldn't win games? No. His team sucked around him because Sean Payton paid games with the salary cap. You know, mm-hmm. he would go all in, and then they'd be high and dry for a couple or 2 or 3 years. And essentially, that's what happened with the Cowboys last year. The Cowboys do Dak a massive disservice by not admitting they're rebuilding to anybody. You know, I can't believe we're not in the Super Bowl. BS. You spent no money last year.
They refused to rebuild.
You sent Dak down the river, and you got what you paid for with that roster. So appreciate you, Woolchuck. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. What a crazy time we live in. The pendulum swung so far the other way, Woolchuck. I'm defending the guy.
I know.
How about that?
It's wild. We're in a wild place. We were having fights in Oxnard 2 years ago about Dak, and now this is completely the opposite.
That's right. Even I feel Dawson like I've fallen blows, off, right?
And Gavin's trying to go, come, no, jump back on the bandwagon with me. And I might.
Jawbone just healed from that altercation with the Woolly Bully, by the way. There was a hairline in there.
That left hook was stubborn. Nasty.
I didn't know I had it in me.
Okay, G-Bag Nation, that's 2 down, 2.5 to go. We're coming back with Puck Daddy Greg Wyshynski here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsTeaClinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.